Podcasting is such a weird thing. I'm talking to myself with my eyes closed, and I don't know if it lands. Then you let me know it does, so we keep on rolling. Welcome back. It's number 175, and it's Monica here and the Monica Amoser podcast. We are continuing with the theme of last week, and that was, you reached a new level, now what? So this is going to resonate with you if you are someone who has achieved a certain level of success, goals, things that you set yourself to do, perhaps last year or within the last couple of years. You grew. It's not just a little tiny changes, but you actually had a breakthrough. You actually transformed an area of your life. When I speak to you here, my goal is to always sit down and think and collect what it is that you bring to me. And it works because many times you say, it sounds like you're speaking to me. That's how it should be. So the theme that has been showing up in my community, among clients, and on social media around the people who I actually see and follow, it's not a ton, those are the people who I want to speak to. The theme is that you have achieved a certain level. And that's going to tickle you the wrong way. But some of you think you're better than the people who you left behind. Some of you think that you are too good now to be around them. Some of you think now that your business is functioning very well, you're not going to speak to this person or that person. Some of you post things that indicate that your attention is in the wrong place. Wrong if you're looking to go forward. You're posting things such as, your drive would annoy some people. Show them that you are capable. All of these, this theme is all rooted in your ego. I don't do revenge body, revenge success, revenge something. Because that's not you choosing something for you freely. That's you wanting to prove to someone that you can do something that they didn't think you could, or something else you made up. That's not free will. That's not being authentic. That's not being whom you want to be. That's proving to someone, driven by your ego, obviously, that you can do something. And while you might think, but I'm achieving the same result, whether I'm proving to my ex that I can do something, or I'm proving to a frenemy that I can do something, I'm proving to another business owner who is my competition that I can do better than them, I'm still achieving the success. Yes, but what drives you is short-lived. What drives you is a feeling that's short-lived. And it's not going to take you through the true challenges, and it's not going to take you through obstacles, and it's not going to take you very far. But let's go back to the beginning here. When you are taking yourself on a personal development growth journey, that was a mouthful. When you are learning about yourself, when you're increasing your self-awareness, we already know you have all the degrees, you have all the certifications, you have all the titles, but when you actually start doing the work that actually matters, twice actually, so you pay attention, that work that will make a difference for you, because you know already, if you've been here around me for any amount of time, that knowing more isn't increasing your results. There are plenty of people with whom I work that know, who are very educated, who know very much, and they know a lot. But yet, their lives don't work to the extent that they would like them to work, because many concepts they just know, but they don't live by them. And that's the difference. And so, when you are taking yourself on the journey of self-awareness, growth, mindfulness, not the kind of mindfulness you're sitting meditating, but you're actually paying attention to your behaviors, to your reactions throughout the day. You look at night and see, what is it that worked today? What is it that didn't work? How can I improve myself? That's all amazing. and I'm here to cheer on you. I'm here to share my knowledge, my wisdom with you in these aspects so you can go forward and go further and go faster. And this is why I'm doing this podcast. It's 175 episodes. Nobody's paying me for this. Nobody is clapping for me. This podcast barely has 20 five-star reviews and maybe 5 testimonials, if you will. I'm not doing this for fame or fortune. I'm doing this for you to benefit. And my hope is that you will. But when you are starting to learn about yourself and do this work, it's amazing. However, the very basic indication to me that you're not very far in this journey is when you know, I said about this last week too. In the eyes of my imagination, how I see it is, if you have a pyramid and you're climbing the pyramid and you went from one step to another step and you're on the second step, and you're kind of looking from the edge of the step, it's a big step because you climbed it. You look down on the people on the bottom step and you're judging them for the way they are, forgetting that you just stepped up from that level, forgetting for how long you lived there with no self-awareness. And trust me, I've been there. And this is why I don't ever have that assessment or judgment about people from different levels or different developments, if you will, because I know that in life, when it comes to wisdom, this has nothing to do with age or education, by the way. It has everything to do with wisdom and with how far and how fast you want to go, because you know yourself as a human being, you know your values, and you have integrity, and you are operating with integrity throughout your life. And you're committed to something, obviously. So I don't have the assessment, because I know that some people or a person isn't there yet. And that doesn't mean that I will want to be around people from all different levels. AKA, if someone is not a human from whom I can learn, or I can, I don't say benefit, but yeah, learn, someone who in any way inspires me, or someone who I can contribute to, or we can contribute to mutually, I don't want to be around them. But when it comes to work, I have no problem working with anyone. And even if it's a friend who didn't take on this work and our friendship dwindled because their interests remained the same as I had maybe 10 years ago, and their lives aren't the way they want them to be, and they maybe complain a little too much for my liking, even if our friendships dwindled, I don't have an assessment that they are stupid or slow, or that something about them is worse than something about me. It's just that they are not there yet. They are not ready yet. And in fact, I'm like super excited always when someone reaches out to me to share their breakthrough that I've seen coming years earlier. Last year, one of my clients from back in the day in Boston reached out to me that she's getting a divorce. And I said, congratulations. Because this person wanted to get that divorce 11 years earlier. And they didn't. They didn't. They remained in the relationship, had a couple kids, and things got really, really bad. And when I spoke to them, I said, you know, it's funny how things work out. You wanted it, but you needed to get hit in the face a few more times, and not literally, just by circumstances, but the universe, by God, shown again and again and again, hey, this relationship isn't working for you. You have to go. But you were not ready. And so finally, you're ready now. And that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. And congratulations. And that's that. Now, you want to really, really, really assess for yourself where you are in this journey. The reason it matters is, one, if you are focusing on where the people are, you are not focusing on where you want to be. When you're judging, assessing, spending time researching reels to share them on your Instagram, how other people are going to be jealous of your success, where is your attention? Why is your attention at other people, on other people? Why is your attention in this caca, in this nonsense? Why? Why aren't you able to manage yourself and manage your attention and focus on where you want to go? And if there are people who are jealous of you or envious of you, your energy of this and the posting and the sharing and the gossiping, that only is fueling that person who's jealous of you. You might think that they don't know that you're doing it, but that it's energy. Everyone knows everything. Everyone feels everything. Your intention is very clear. People can sense it. You can apologize to someone and inside think, oh, that fucking bitch. And they will know. I remember this reminds me of when I was doing a communications landmark course in New York City in 2016. And it was an exercise on apologies. And we were apologizing to each other in a group setting, in pairs, to kind of practice role play the apologies to someone that we needed for someone that we needed to apologize to in real life. And I remember apologizing to this dude. And I think, I don't even know whom in my life I was supposed to apologize to. But anyways, I'm talking to him and he looks at me and he goes, "You're full of shit." Because I didn't mean it. The words were coming out of my mouth, but inside I didn't mean any of it. People know your true intentions. People know what you're coming with and people can sense it. Yeah, vibes are, especially if you're someone who really pays attention to details, and I do very much, little things, body language, how someone moves, not even how they stand, but how they move their body, how they feel in their body, how they dress, how they look, how they carry themselves, how they speak. Listen, it's to the point that some time ago, I had a client drop off from one of my memberships. And you know, I meet people on Zoom and they're all muted and it can be 10 or 15 or 20 plus people on Zoom. And this one person, I will never bring their name or call them out, but just always brought not good vibes. Chaos, just always showing up late, always leaving early, always complaining about not progressing. But even when the person showed up on Zoom, I could see the energy from that little square on Zoom. The stress and the anxiety and the turmoil in this person's life and the fact that they were not willing to obviously address it was showing through a little square on Zoom. Now, you could be like, "Hey, Monica, but you're assessing her." Not really. I just know that this person doesn't have that kind of development that would allow them to show up freely, confidently, with integrity, show up happy, show up to exercise relaxed, be comfortable in their body, choose their food with mindfulness so that they actually see the kind of progress that they want to see. But I don't think that they're wrong. I don't mean that they're wrong by that. They just are lacking that self-awareness. They're lacking the willingness to look at things from different perspectives or perhaps do different things that they haven't done before. And that's fine. I'm here to offer the help, but if they don't want to accept the help, they don't have to and they can go. But it was interesting because when they left, I was so relieved. Relieved as even one person on muted Zoom can bring the kind of energy that's not the bestest. So back to you, people can feel the true intentions. People can feel when you're bringing things in a space and they will react to it some kind of way. And perhaps my energy also shut off in terms of this person and was like, "Listen, I can't," and you know, after when we had a conversation, I also said, I cannot help you. You're not showing up on time. You're leaving early. You're not doing any work. Of course, your purpose is stale. You should try something different. That's that. But, you know, there comes a point where people can feel your energy. And obviously, she felt my energy of like, I can't help you. Like, you can be around, but I can't help you. But again, back to the very beginning. Why it is not beneficial to focus on others who are doing whatever they're doing is because you could be spending this energy, time, and effort progressing yourself. That's number one. Number two, they will sense it. So you're creating more caca. more drama, more nonsense. And number three, it really just goes to show to you, that you haven't really gotten so much better. Yeah, maybe you're exercising, so you lost some weight. Maybe your business is doing well, so you have more money. Maybe you got in a new relationship and you're excited because, you know, the other person is single or in an unhappy marriage. But ultimately, it's going to be a short-lived success if that's the energy you're bringing to the endeavor. That's what I wanted to bring to your attention. When you up-level yourself, it is so much easier to up-level anything in your life. So therefore, I like to tickle your pickle because it is key in order to grow. Develop the kind of habit where every night you go to bed and you reflect on the day and ask yourself what worked and what didn't work. And look at yourself objectively as you would in court, not with stories and interpretations, but check what it is that worked for you, what you did that worked, and what you did that didn't work. And then you can take appropriate actions around the things that didn't work. And one of the things that definitely doesn't work is when you are judging, assessing, and putting interpretations on others because you are so much better because you did the work. When you truly do the work, you are free of judgment towards others because you know that once you are there and you know that all it takes is to do the work for them, they are not there yet and they will get there in their own time. You don't have to be around them, however, you don't have to judge them. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I hope this will benefit you in your life. And if this resonated, hit the 5-star button so we have more than 20 stars. I will see you here soon or on social as always.